Welcome to Calvary Life DFW's weekly podcast. We hope this podcast encourages you, challenges you, and furthers your relationship with God in a whole new way. Enjoy this week's message.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on. How you doing out there? You all right?
Yeah.
That's a few of us. All right. I think I came to the right place this morning. I want to talk to some people who believe God is doing a new thing in your life.
Yes.
Do I have any people who believe that God is doing a new thing in your life? Come on. Yes, just a couple of people. Amen.
Yes.
Hopefully the rest of you will catch up this morning. I believe that God is doing a new thing. He is doing a new thing. Amen. So I'm going to be reading out of Luke 8. It's our text for the series. Luke 8, starting in verse 4. And when a great multitude had gathered and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on a rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop, 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him here." Let's go before the Lord this morning. I'm going to talk to you today about I am planted. Somebody say, I am planted. Come on, say it a little bit loud. I am planted. Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord, that you have a plan today. You have a plan today, Lord. You're going to do a new thing in our lives. Father, I just thank you for your presence here today, Lord God. Your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So that means you are here. That means you are working things out in our lives, even if we can't see it, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a new thing, Lord God, and that you are on a mission today. So, Father, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it, allowing me to be your vessel today, Lord. What a great honor it is, Lord God, to speak your word, Lord God. So I give you my mind, think with it. I give you my vocal cords, speak through them. Have your way in this place, because we do not want regular church. We want something new. We want to be changed. We want to grow. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody give him a shout. Yes, you may be seated in the house of the Lord. So I mentioned last week that my wife's been on me about wearing my glasses. She's been on me. So I refuse to wear them because this whole age thing, this getting old thing, it's not, it's kind of cramping my style. But I kind of refuse to wear them because I think my eyes work perfectly fine. right? Pastor John, they had worked perfectly fine. Like, why should I wear glasses? I mean, I can see perfectly fine, right? I mean, I see about three people out there, so I'm sorry. Oh, my eyes are perfectly fine. But I did discover that that I could not. I was watching a basketball game on TV, on my downstairs TV, and I could not see the score. I was like, this is weird. So I tried this whole glasses thing. I put my glasses on, and I was like, oh, wow, I can actually see the score. So I started to think, because, you know, preachers, right? We get really deep, right? And we try to make everything into a sermon. And it wasn't really that deep. If you can't see, put your glasses on. It's really not that deep. But there is a spiritual connection to it. You see, my eyes were distorted because I was comfortable not seeing. And it was normal to me until I actually put on my glasses. I was able to see what was really there. See, when we don't mature spiritually, we have a distorted view of life. Because we don't see life out of God's lens. See, the book of James tells us that when we hear the word and do not follow it, we're like a person observing our natural face through a mirror. That means nothing changes. Nothing changes. Like we're just observing our natural face through the mirror. It's like everything changes but your face. Your face. Face. You got to get your face saved. Turn to somebody and say, would you please get your face saved? But it's so that means nothing changes. Nothing changes. God is all about spiritual maturity. Amen. So our souls need glasses. We won't be able to receive the word of God if we don't see it through God's lens. Yes. Are you with me so far? So here's Jesus teaching, and he's speaking using parables. See, when Jesus used parables, he's using earthly stories, right, with heavenly meaning. And he's talking, he's using the familiar to explain the unfamiliar. Yeah. So farming, we can all understand about farming. So he's talking about farming, but he's really talking about spiritual maturity. And he's talking about the kingdom of God, right? And so he's talking about spiritual maturity. So he talked about a seed, a sower, and soil. And so he was saying that a sower went out and spread the seeds out to various soils, right? Everyone received the same seed, right? But there was different results. And Jesus said in the text that the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. That means the seed is perfect. It ain't broke. It still works. It still has power. It will change you. Amen. The seed is not broke. The seed still works. So it's nothing wrong with the seed. So if you are not growing, it's not the seed. It's not the sower. It's your soil. The soil represents our hearts. The soil represents our hearts. Because the soil determines what happens to the seed. The soil determines what happens to the seed. Is anybody going with me so far? God is obsessed with spiritual growth. He is obsessed with spiritual growth. So God's goal for, for the church is for that every person matures.
Yeah.
It's not about your church attendance. It's about your spiritual maturity. It's not about all the gifts that you have, right? It's about your spiritual maturity. It's not about how much you know the word. It's about your spiritual maturity. It's about your spiritual maturity. Are you with me so far? So Colossians 1, verse 28, says, we proclaim him, admonishing every person and teaching every person with all wisdom, so that we may present every person complete in Christ. For this purpose, I also labor, striving according to his power, which works mightily within me. And so this, the word complete means mature. Means maturity. And so if spiritual maturity is not the priority, and we emphasize filling up the seats, then we fail as a church. Because God is more concerned about the spiritual maturity than the size of the church. We get it all wrong, and if we just worry about filling up the seats, it doesn't matter. God looks at every person, right? It looks at the church. The church is responsible for its spiritual maturity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every person that comes up here to speak, right? The goal is for you to mature as a believer.
Right. Right.
That is our number one goal.
Yeah.
Is to make sure you are getting fed properly so that way you can grow. Because if you grow, your family will grow. Your family grows, your neighborhood will grow. Your neighborhood grows, amen, the city will grow. If the city grows, I mean, come on, we can do some damage, amen? God is about spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity. He measures the success of the church by the maturing process of the people. That's what God's about. So if God's about that, I want to be about that. I want to see you grow. My passion is to see you mature in your faith. God doesn't want us to be the same person. It's like looking in that mirror and just you look exactly the same since 1975. Just a little bit more gray. God wants us to grow. God doesn't want you to remain in the same circumstance, like a just like a revolving door. It's like circling the same mountain. That's have to be aggravating to circle the same mountain, to see the same things in life. Go do something different. God wants us to mature as believers. See, God is looking for seed people, for seed people, seed people. All seeds have what you need to become what the seed is designed to become. When a seed, when you plant a seed, it does not remain a seed. It's every seed has a destiny to become exactly what it's supposed to become. Amen? So when you plant a pumpkin seed, it is destined to become a pumpkin. When you plant a watermelon seed, it's destined to become a watermelon. Amen? And so, see, God is looking for seed people. See, seed people are planted in destiny and will become what the seed is designed to become. Say, I am planted. Seed people are planted in destiny and will become what the seed is designed to become. Is anybody with me?
Yes.
I don't know if you know this or not. Like planting seeds is a reflection of the resurrection. because you have to take the seed and you plant it, and it goes down deep and it dies, and it goes through a maturation process, and it comes up brand new.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar to
yeah.
you? And so you might be going through some things right now, and you're kind of confused why you're going through it. You're just going through a maturation process.
Yeah.
And in fact, that you are being planted. You are being planted in destiny, and you're just kind of going through a process right now. But the Lord says you're going to come up brand new.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody here excited about
yeah.
that? You're going to come up yeah. brand new. Amen? You're going to come up. Somebody say, I'm going to come up brand new.
Come up brand new.
Amen. So Revelations 21:5 says, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Write, these words are true and faithful. And so if you are taking notes, if you are listening to me online, I want you to type this in the chat. I want you to write this down prophetically in your life. God is making things all new.
Amen.
He's making, I want you to speak that prophetically over your life. God is making things all new. Make sure you write it down. Write it down. Take a mental note. Write it down. Write it in the chat. Prophetic. Speak prophetically over yourself. God is making things all new.
Yes,
is anybody excited about
yes.
that? He's making things all new because I have been planted. You have been planted. You have been planted in destiny. Amen. You've been trying to figure out why you're going through certain things that you're going through right now, but God has planted you. And sometimes it takes a while for the seed to bear fruit. Sometimes it takes a while for the seed to come up. Amen. But God is saying that you are on a come up. I came here to preach this morning. I don't know what you came here for today. I came to preach to someone who has ears to hear, who has that soil to receive. Amen. Who has that soil that God can invest in. Can God invest in you right now? Come on, he gave me a word. He says, deliver that word because the seed is going to grow. So I don't know who I'm talking to today, amen, but somebody needs to receive this word because you are on the come up. Because he says, I am making all things new.
Yes, Lord, all things.
If anybody here tired of old things, come on, is anybody here tired of old
yes.
things? Because he says, I'm making all things new. So we can't be like rocky soils. That's what this text, last week we talked about the wayside soil. Where the word was preached, God sent people to invest in the person, and all the seeds fell by the wayside. Now we're talking about rocky soil, where the seed was given, was planted, and it was received for a moment. And you started to bear some fruit. Things started to pop up. When things got hot, it withered away. It withered away. So this is what happens to some believers. So when pressure comes, the hearts get hardened because they lack moisture. They lack moisture. So think about it for a second. It has to be frustrating where you feel like you're getting closer to God. Everything starts to go well. You have so much zeal,
yeah.
right, searching God. Then all of a sudden, pressure comes.
Yeah.
Pressure comes. Then the growth you thought you had was now gone. Why? because it says that you lack moisture. What does that mean? Well, probably what the water represents the presence, the power and presence of God. So what probably happened is this is a person who started off with so much zeal, right? Talking to God. It's like you hear people say, "Well, God, wake me up 3 o'clock in the morning all week." I'm like, all week? That has to be tiring. Oh my God, what did he say? Amen. And then the next week, you don't hear them talk about anything about the Lord. You don't even pray. So this might be a person who stopped seeking God because pressure came. They stopped spending time with the Lord because pressure came. So they no longer able to receive what the Lord has said because now their heart is hardened, maybe because of disappointments. I don't know, right? But they no longer receive the word because they lack moisture. They lack moisture. Things will not grow if you stop watering the seed. You stop watering the seed. Amen? So we must be a church that waters seed. The Bible says that one man sows and the other man waters. And God brings in the increase. Amen? So we need to be a church who sows seeds and then help people walk out their faith. That's why I'm big on discipleship. Amen? Sunday mornings are not enough. They are not enough. If we just rely on Sunday morning and talking about, yeah, we do a great job saving people. We do a great job, amen, encouraging people. That's not enough. Amen. This church needs to be about discipleship. Discipleship. Because the Bible, I don't know. I thought the Bible says to go out and do what? Make disciples. It says to go out and make disciples. So we need to go out and make disciples. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Our women's ministry do a great job of mentoring each other. Come on, men's ministry. We need to step up. Amen. I would challenge every man in this place. Who are you getting discipled by? And who are you discipling?
Wow.
That's biblical. The Bible says to go out and make disciples. Amen? Amen. So one man sows and the other man waters, then God brings the increase. If we focus on that, amen, we will see an increase. We will see an increase. Oh, I mean, if I just had a couple of people that would just go with me. I thank you, Pastor Leona. She's going with me this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. So we can't have rocky soil. So we must continue to water our seeds. Water our seeds. Well, you might say, well, Pastor, well, how do you do that? Well, you first got to remove the rocks. Don't be a seed blocker. You got to first remove the rocks. If something is blocking you from experiencing the presence of God, it might be some distractions that you are experiencing. Amen? Because seeds cannot survive a dry spiritual environment. Because the Bible says that we must hunger and thirst after righteousness and we will be fed. Isn't that something? If we hunger and thirst after righteousness. No, it first says blessed. It says blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they will be fed. Amen?
Amen?
And so that means we need to continue to seek God. Basically, that's what it means. We need to continue to be in His presence because that's how we receive the water, right, for the seed. Some of us are living dry because we refuse to get wet. Amen. God does not want to produce shallow Christians.
Wow.
It's a time in your life that God will say to you, let's go a little deeper. Like, seriously, you've been at this place for this long in the shallow part. He says, now I want to take you deeper.
Wow.
That means we must trust him a little bit more. That means that those miracles ain't just going to just pop up when you open up your mailboxes. I know I got me like a miracle check in there. No, actually God wants you to change your spending habits. So he says, come a little deeper. I'm gonna teach you something. Those miracle checks ain't there no more. I don't mind one right now. I can reset. That would be a great, right? But at some point in your life, you have to get out of the shallow part and go a little deeper with the Lord. We doing all right? So we need to go a little deeper with God. Amen. But sometimes we are so distracted. We are so distracted. If you are not in God's presence, amen, then you are not getting wet. You know the story of Mary and Martha. Jesus and disciples came to their home. And so Martha was so distracted. And so she was upset at her sister Mary she wasn't helping because Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus, and I'm just paraphrasing, Jesus kind of challenged Martha and was just, you know, how much she was anxious about everything. And then he said that Mary chose the good portion. She chose the good portion. She chose the part where she was able to be showered in the presence of God. She said that is the most important thing to do right now at this moment, is to be in his presence. Like Jesus came to my home. So you're either going to cook for him or you're going to sit at his feet. I don't know about you. I'm going to sit at his feet. I got some questions. I'm going to learn some things. I got some prayers that he won't answer. Amen. So many people are distracted. Amen. Jesus is in your home and you're just distracted by many things, of people calling you, family, amen, what do you got to do tomorrow? And Jesus is just sitting right there, just waiting for you to come and sit with him so he can share some things for you. So all the lists, all the things, the worries that you have, he's sitting here waiting to answer them, sitting here waiting to bless you, amen. But we're walking around distracted by so many other things, the cares of this world, the cares of others, amen. And Jesus just sitting right there, just waiting. He said, hey, I am here. Just sit at my feet. Just sit at my feet. Just sit at my feet. Because I'm the person that can lift the anxious feeling that you have. I am the person that can bind depression. I am the person that can heal your sickness. I am the person that have the answers that you need. Amen. Sit at my feet. Sit at my feet. Sit at my feet. Amen. So we sit. So that's how we water the seeds that are sown. Is we are in God's presence. Every time you're in God's presence, you water the seeds. Anytime that you have a conversation with him, you water the seeds. Because anytime that you're praising him, praises water seeds. Why? Because the Bible said God inhabits the praises of his people. You heard that? God inhabits the praises of his people. So that means anytime that you're praising him, you're watering seeds. He's watering your seeds. He's watering your seeds. You may not see it yet, but he's watering your seeds. You may not see the growth right away, but he's just watering your seeds. And you're praising him. Praises doesn't change what your situation. It just refocuses you, right? It just changes your focus, and it waters your seed. It changes your focus and waters your seed. What's more important? What's more important? Sitting at Jesus' feet. So I would challenge you. Jesus is at your home. Because he says he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's in your home. What are you gonna do? He's at your workplace. What are you gonna do? You're going to do some other things? Or you're going to sit at his feet? We're going to sit at his feet. Life challenges us all the time, pulls us in so many different directions. We're the most busiest people ever. Ever. You'll never have time to worship God. You got to make time. We don't actually have time not to worship him. Hallelujah. So the first step of watering your seed is to remove the rocks. Remove distractions. Remove it. And then the second way is to trust him. It's to trust him. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 says, blessed is the man or woman or baby, child, who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but is its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. That is powerful. Amen. So if you trust in the Lord, amen, you don't have to worry when drought comes because you are planted in his presence. You are planted in destiny. Amen. And so remember, when the seed is planted, it goes through a maturation process. Amen. But it comes up brand new. It comes up brand new. So you may not see what's happening down deep, what's going on with the seed, amen, but it's growing. It will become what it's destined to become, amen? So you may not see it yet, amen? And so it's going through a maturation process. See, some people want to step into something that is already finished because they don't want to go through the maturation process. Amen. That's how we pray sometime, right? Amen. We pray for things that are finished instead of going through the maturation process. There is a process. Amen. So God plants the seed, and it takes time to grow. But during that process, that maturation process, we need to trust him. Because when we trust him, amen, it doesn't matter when the drought comes, amen, because we are planted in destiny. We are planted in right where we're supposed to be, in his presence, in his presence. Amen? And so Jeremiah 32 is a perfect example of trust, of someone who trusts God. I'm not going to read it. It's too long. I encourage you to read it on your own. I think it's an amazing story. And so here's Jeremiah and his friends was in prison, captive by the Babylonians. And so here's God. He showed up to Jeremiah, and he started talking crazy to him. Because, you know, God's talk is crazy talk. Amen. So God said to Jeremiah something that to me was crazy. So here's Jeremiah in prison. God said to Jeremiah, go by your uncle's field. He said, go by your uncle's field. So you say, what are you saying? Well, first of all, Jeremiah was in prison, and his uncle no longer owned the field because it was captured by the Babylonians. Oh, I wish I had some time to really break this down, the history about this whole thing, but you have to bear with me. You have to read it on your own. It's amazing. So God told Jeremiah to go buy his uncle's field, but his uncle did not own the field any longer. Owned the field. And so it would be like me going to Pastor Steve and say, Pastor Steve, let me buy the car that was stolen to you you no longer have possession of it. You get it? So he no longer had possession of the field, but God told him to go by the field. He said to go by the field. And God's comment to Jeremiah, I believe it's verse 27 of chapter 32, it says, "Behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there nothing too hard for me?" There's nothing too hard for me. See, God may tell you to invest in something you do not own yet. He may tell you to invest in something you don't own yet. So God, it was crazy talk for Jeremiah, but God told Jeremiah to invest in the lowest point of his life. Because the seed that was planted, amen, will bear fruit in the future. God was about restoration. God told Jeremiah to invest in a place where all his people would dwell in the future. So he was investing. He told Jeremiah to invest low. See, God understands the market better than we do. He is the best financial advisor, right? You buy low and sell high.
Come on.
You buy low and sell high. Amen. So God will tell you to invest at the lowest part of your life. He would tell you to sow something at the lowest part of your life because God knows, I'm about to make all things new. I'm about to make all things new. So you sow now. Even in your tears, because your tears waters the seed. When you trust him, you're planted by waters. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Amen. It's where you're planted. When you're planted in destiny, you're planted by water. And it's going to water your seeds. Amen. So if you are going through something right now that's breaking your heart, that's bringing you to tears, God doesn't waste anything and uses everything.
Wow.
He's going to use those tears to water your seeds. Come on, somebody got to go with me this morning. Amen? And so this is it. I'm done. This is it. I'm done. I just want to share one more thing. You're going to come up. I'm going to share one more thing because God has planted destiny in you. God has planted destiny in you. So if the vision you have does not bring you to tears, your vision is too small. Come on, stand with me. God is looking for seed people. Seed people. Seed people. Seed people are planted in destiny. And will become what the seed is destined to become. You don't see it yet. I understand. You don't see it yet. You're just going through a little maturation process. The seed is real deep. Some things in your life got to die first before you see the fruit. I don't know. This person with the rocky soil maybe didn't die properly. So the fruit wouldn't sustain. The foundation couldn't sustain what the seed was destined for it to become. Well, nothing wrong with the seed. Well, anything wrong with the sower? It was the soil. The soil couldn't handle the blessing. I'm here to talk to somebody today. Stop blocking your blessings. Get rid of the rocks. Get rid of distractions. You're planted. You're planted in destiny. You're planted in destiny. So when the heat comes, when pressure comes in life, you're still supposed to bear fruit. It might be a drought. You might asking God for something right now and you don't see it. God is saying, it will come. I'm making all things new. Amen. You just have to trust me. A lot of times we wait for God to do something. I strongly believe he waits for us. Amen. You are worrying like Martha. You're worrying, doing things, distracted, doing things. And Jesus just sitting there, just waiting. He's out watching so many people just running around with their heads cut off, yep, like they don't know me. Like, why are you so distracted? Why are you so come back to the water. Come back to the water. Come back to the water. Sit at my feet. Let me sprinkle some blessings over your seed. Let me sprinkle a little anointing over your seed. You are planted in destiny. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the altar team to come. I'm going to pray over you. Pray over the seed that God's planted in you. I want to pray over the seed that God's planted in you. And I want our team to make sure you speak prophetically over them, to tell them that God is making all things new. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you, God, that you are making all things new. Not some things, not a little bit of things. I'm making all things new. All things new. All things new. All things new. I have this image of our church, Calvary Life DFW, sitting at the feet of Jesus, receiving his wisdom and being showered with blessings upon blessings upon blessings. And listen, we can't even contain it. We have to go to the community and we have to give them some. We give some away. We have to tell them about Christ. We have to tell them about all the things that he's done. And we have to go and share our testimony. And we have to go and speak prophetically over our community and tell them that God is making all things new. I know what you see on the news. I know what your neighbor is telling you. I know what your co-worker is saying, but my God says this over Calvary, that I am making all things new. I can see it. I can see the church sitting at his feet, receiving him, because we have good soils, and he's delivering a profound message. He's delivering people out of bondage. He's giving you an assignment to change your street. He's giving you an assignment to change your workplace. Amen. I can see it. I can see Calvary sitting at his feet and him watering the seeds that he's planted in us. Amen. I can see the word working in our lives. Amen. I can see the word working in our lives. Sit at his feet. Sit at his feet. I can see rain coming over Calvary. I can see the rain coming over Calvary. I see the rain coming over Calvary. I see seed people who God is investing in. Seed people who are planted in destiny and who trust him and not worry about the droughts. Father, I thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you are doing. Bless your people, Lord God. Speak to them as they sit at your feet. Give them wisdom, more knowledge of you, revelation of you. God, don't just give them your presence, give them the power to do according to what your word says to do. Thank you, God. I see seed people. Seed people. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to Calvary Life DFW's weekly podcast. If what you heard today impacted you, be sure to tell us about it. You can rate and subscribe to this podcast or contact us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram or our website, calvarylifedfw.com. Thank you so much and have a great week.